She has a song on the album called Daddy Issues.
Does she?
Where she's describing her daddy issues.
Yeah, but see, you take albums like they're fact. Like, you listen to certain albums and you're like, oh, man. Or like that one song that's on the air right now where you're like, oh, this song, she's talking about being a ride or die chick. And in her last song, she was talking about, what did you say last time? Get off your phone. You're getting too distracted.
Oh, no. I'm looking for that one thing I was showing you.
Like, stop looking at through that chick's feed.
I'm sorry. When you find cream pie ready chicks,
you just got to keep looking, right?
Yeah, keep looking. What, am I gay?
Well, that's a fucking tornado you're walking yourself into when you're an Instagram dog. Hurry up.
Cream pie tornado.
All right, anyways.
Oh, man, I had a story.
All right. What's your story, dog?
To tell you about that. I guess my boss bought donuts for everybody. And there was, I guess, her Boston cream donuts.
Okay, yeah.
And I was expecting those, so I opened them up, and I just started busting out laughing.
So that was a joke we made a while ago, right?
Yeah.
I'm like Boston cream donuts.
Yeah, I'm like, look at this cream pie-filled donut here. It's full of cream. I'm like, ugh.
Did you eat any of them? Or you're like, nah, this is too homophobic for me. I'm going to have to not eat this.
I didn't eat that one.
You're like, just because I'm heterosexual male, I'm going to eat the one with the lemon in it. The lemon jelly.
No.
The cherry one's always way too sweet.
No. I did have two other ones.
Boston cream is way too sweet. You're just like, I'm like, what is this? Diabetes in a can? What is this?
That's what I was.
In a can, in a donut?
In a can. It could be in a canned donut.
Ugh, canned donut.
No, that's what I was. That's what I was thinking too, but no, it is too sweet. I do agree. Man, I gotta find this dude's.
Dude, man, you are taking forever finding your shit.
Dude, hold up. I don't want to brag or anything.
Oh, God, here we go.
But, you know, I got 548 followers, man. I gotta get through it.
Why don't you screenshot whatever you're gonna show me?
I don't know. Why don't you double wrap your dick when you meet a dirty chick? I don't know. Why do we do
Because you're not
things?
Supposed to, dog. The condom friction will make them rip. You're not supposed to, all right? Just saying.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss. I don't know, man. Talk a little bit while you
shit. So anyways, what's going on, ladies and gents? We're at episode number, I'm going to guess, 91.
700.
I keep getting requests, dude, for uploading more to the iTunes account.
Wow, really?
Well,
dude, we're taking over the world.
People are wondering if we should like upload more. And I'm like, yeah, we could, right? Because there's some in the bank. If we're at 91 now and we're at 22-ish on iTunes.
Fill them up, man. Give them three.
Three a week?
Three a week.
And then what happens when we catch up to this and they get one a week?
Well, you know, life is full of disappointment.
It's going to be called Podcast Blue Balls. That's what that is. You're gonna be like, man.
By that point, they'll be so filled up that they'll be like, man, I'm getting tired of these guys.
Let's listen to something that's not horrible.
I've heard so many jokes about pies and how to flick the Huckleberry Hound.
What? What? Wow, that's a new one. Flicking the Huckleberry. What? What the fuck did you just say? Flicking the Huckleberry. What? I don't even know what the hell you just said. Holy crap. That's a good one, though.
Flicking the Huckleberry Hound.
Where'd you get that from?
Just off my head. Just a genius that way.
Holy crap. Dude, ever since we started talking about making shirts for the podcast, I was like, there's a couple of them, like Pie Life, that I'm like top of my list.
Dude, Pie Life is solid.
Pie Life is solid. That's something that had to come out around Thanksgiving, you know? Kind of just fits perfectly, you know? You know what I'm saying? That'd like, we can't come up with a candy cane shirt during any other season but Christmas. July. We can't do anything but Christmas, you
can't
know?
Can't come out with candy cane on 4th of July?
Nah, man. But you know what's good all year round? Ropes.
Battle ropes. Just ropes.
Ropes. Just ropes, man. Dog. You don't need battle ropes. You put ropes. Hashtag ropes. You know what I'm saying? That shirt writes itself.
Yeah, man. I'm with you on that one. I like that one.
That's all I'm saying, dog. Dude, are you done looking through your 4.2 billion followers? 575. You should have screenshotted this shit. I smell food.
I thought you said ho. I was like, what?
Ah, man, I'm so hungry right now.
Where they be?
I'm so hungry. This diet, man, it's been hard. It's been hard this time around. Yo, so, like, check this out. Change the topic. I'm getting something I haven't gotten in a very long time. All right. What the fuck is that face?
Just wondering where this is going. All right, go.
No, fine. I've never gotten this before. All right. I got people calling me old now. I'm like, what the fuck? We finally made that conversion. And I feel like, you know, for a young kid, I guess that makes sense, right? Like, I keep getting called old at fucking class. And yeah. I'm like the young kids. I mean, they're busting my balls, but at the same time, it's like, you just want to choke a motherfucker out. I'm like, come here.
Man, that's not that bad.
I'll show you how old I am. But I mean, the internal me doesn't feel like I'm as old as I am. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a young whippersnapper. I feel like a young, fresh daisy in the fields. You know what I'm saying? I feel like...
Well, how young are the people that are calling you old?
Oh, fucking young as shit. They're like... I would guess they're around 16.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're young. They're definitely young. Like, yo, you can't even drive yourself anywhere. You're hella young. But... Never been that age where, like, you get called old. And not like it bothers me, because I know it's more for busting my balls more than anything else. It's not like, yo, Grandpa, I hear your ankles creaking. You want to stop this movement?
I'm like,
it's not like that. It's not that bad. Although they do talk shit about me having hearing aids, but that's just them talking shit. And they wonder why I aggressively choke them out. And pretend not to feel the tap.
Wow, you just hold it a little extra long?
Hold it a little longer.
Like, oh, I didn't see you turning purple. My bad.
My bad. I didn't hear you coughing a little bit. Blood.
Wow, that's aggressive.
That's how I do things, dog. Have you not learned this by 91 podcasts? That's how I do things, aggressively? Mm-hmm. That's the only way I do it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let people know. You gotta let people in class, youngins in class, know. And you also gotta let females know.
Back in your day and age, you took stuff to the limit.
That's right. I still feel like I got some of that old school mindset. You know, I'm not with these young
whippersnappers
and their bullshit ass mindsets. Their fucking pussification of America. I'm not with that. I'm not with that, dog. I'm old school. I'm like, back in my day, if there was snow here, I would have been the dude climbing and going to school in 14 inches of snow up a hill and shit. That would have been me. That would have been me, dog.
They're gonna be like, if there was snow here, I would have grabbed a hoe and fucked her in the snow.
I heard the problem with that is that then the snow melts, okay. And then whatever you're either you or the thing you're laying on is soaked, so it's not always a fun situation.
Thanks.
Fun fact.
Bill Nye, fuck man, take fun the fun fact. Out of everything.
Hey, just don't be surprised if it's like a situation like on Friends where like Ross gets on top of Rachel and she's like, oh, it's okay, and he's like, what? And she thinks like he had just, you know, busted one. And it turns out, like, they laid on the juice box. Oh, remember that old school?
And that's why you can't do math right there. You remember episode, like, first season.
Yeah, it literally is the first season. It's like five episodes in, you know, because Rachel is kind of a hoe. But anyways.
That's after she was done banging that big brolic dude.
What big brolic dude?
What's his name? Oh, what was that dude's name?
Oh, no.
Pedro.
Oh, the dude that didn't speak English?
Yeah. She's just like, yeah, it's just raw animal sex.
Yeah, that's right. Ross is like crushed by that. Yeah. Friends actually had good writing.
Yeah, man. Good writing, man. That show's solid.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my thing, man. I'm getting called old, which to me doesn't bother me. I mean, ultimately, it is what it is. You know, I am getting old. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes I think back to the years that we graduated high school, mm-hmm. and I was like, holy shit, it's actually been a long-ass time ago.
It was a long-ass time ago, man.
We,
Well, I got called old at my other job.
Yeah, but you work with kids.
Yeah.
So, of course, I mean, they thought you were like a baby. They were like babies compared to you.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I'm surprised they could talk. Like,
they would they would joke around with me about it. But, like, yeah, I don't think they meant it, like, disrespectfully. I actually took it as a sign of respect, actually, because they were, I found it.
Only took you fucking 35 minutes, dog.
Dude, this is one of my first followers. I had to go deep.
Do any of these people interact with you?
This dude was one of my first. I just said he's one of my first followers. I had him for 8+ years on here.
Yeah, but do anybody interact with you?
I'm going to go to this dude's wedding once he gets out of the mental institution.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Got it. Found it.
Fucking about time, dog. It's only 35 right. minutes into the podcast. Anyways. Get off your goddamn phone. It's taking you too long.
Anyways.
Too
distracted. Yeah, no. I took it as a sign of respect because they were, they would joke around with me about it.
I guess it's just because people are talking shit. It's more like, you know, being playful, but I'm like, it's all right. I get it. It's all right. Don't forget, though. Don't forget.
So, you know.
I still choke you out. Dude, there's a fucking motorcycle on one side of me. It's another motorcycle revving on the other side of me.
Hey, man, you have to make sure the gas is getting into the combustion chamber.
You're fucking ridiculous. You know, man, people give a lot of shit to ricers. I think motorcyclists are just as bad as ricers. Do the same shit. They just park there and rev their fucking bikes in the middle of a light. The same shit. Except some are young kids and the other ones are just beat up old people.
Pretty much. It's pretty accurate. Yeah, man. All right. So tell them what you think's wrong with your
I got a red.
On your Broly red tattooed arm.
You know what I'm saying, son? You know what I'm saying? I got a red spot.
Like,
on
so it. I was coming.
What?
So I was coming into, let's see, I'm trying to make up a nice story for you. So I was coming out of the Chipotle, getting this double chicken bowl. You know how I do.
That's right. Every time I go in there, they got to kill a whole chicken for me.
Whole chicken, that's right. And then one of the hot bitches was like, yo, that's a nice tattoo there. You're like, I know, that's what's up. And then as I was looking at my arm, I saw something on it. So, all right, take over the story now.
All right, so then I looked. And then it's like a little red spot, man. It's hard to see primarily because of the ink, right? Like the tattoo, I got a lot of black ink on my arm, so it's hard to tell that my arm is red. It's primarily too because I got like a hue, like a slight like reddish hue to my skin as it is. So I got like a little red thing.
Cancer.
It might be cancer, or it might be like a. I was thinking about that. I'm like, dude, if I have like staph infection.
Yeah, that's what I told you it was. I think it's staph,
but I'm like, how do I know it's? I mean, nothing. I gotta wait till it gets bad.
Roll around on the mat. No, let's not do that. Roll around on the mat from all the jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Roll around with all the hot, sweaty dudes.
Yeah,
shirtless.
Shirtless?
Like in 300.
It's like a scene for three. I was going to say, you think it's a scene for 300?
Wrestling in...
just big old brolic dudes in yeah, the, wrestling in the dirt.
You're the smallest
guy
there. You're the smallest guy there.
Damn, doing me dirty. You're the weakest bitch in there, dog.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're the newest recruit, man. You got to start somewhere.
I can't be Leonidas coming in, right?
You can't just walk that in there sense. Like, oh, hey, I'm fucking king of this place. Not everybody's Killmonger, man.
Dude, what did I just say? That Mike picked that up. Fucking douchey-ass
everybody picked that up. Yeah, man. You can't. Not everybody's Killmonger. You just don't walk into places and own everything.
Which, by the way, Killmonger looked huge in that movie. But anyways.
Yeah, man. So I say it's staph infection.
It could be staph. It could be ringworm. But the problem is, like I wouldn't be able to tell under the skin.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, what do I do? I think I'm just going to wait till it just gets bad. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Or, I mean, why would I want to take
antibiotics?
I'm
going to wait until the worm comes out.
No, the problem with ringworm is that if you don't treat it, like, I think it goes to your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I start saying weird shit on the podcast one day where I'm like, just speaking in tongues, then you know some shit's going down. You should probably take me to an emergency room.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that's what I thought about the other day. I'm like, hey, man, if people get skin infections or skin whatever issues with a tattoo, I mean, how do you find out about it?
My boy does some... his name's Yoda Hates... Ben Ann, whatever. My boy does some MMA too, back in his home state of New York or wherever, he got a staph infection too. It's pretty bad. All right, you want to see?
What do you? You got this already queued up on your phone for no fucking reason?
This is what I was looking for.
Oh, is what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Were you showing me that last week or what?
No.
Oh.
Right. You ready?
Yeah, my cup's down.
I said you don't have anything in your mouth.
No, I'm good.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. So you know, don't. There's something not to take
lightly.
All right, here we go.
All right, let me see. Let me get up close here. What is this?
All right.
Oh, it looks like he took a bullet to the arm.
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming out of there.
I mean, I think he let that go too long, dog. That doesn't happen overnight. That doesn't happen in 2 hours and shit.
No.
Like, you're supposed to get a little boil, I think, or something. But that dude let that thing explode out of his elbow.
Yeah.
It looked like literally, this is what it looks like, guys. Pretend, okay, close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Please, come on. Work with me here. Close your eyes. All right. Now, pretend like you see an arm, like somebody is sending their arm and you're looking at it through the elbow. And now pretend like there's somebody on the other side of that arm that just shot a bullet through the other side and it came out the elbow. That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
and with
man.
Some white shit coming out of it for some reason. It's pretty disgusting. Pretty disgusting, dog.
So I'm going to go throw up now.
Well, my thing is also like, I mean, if that happens, it's going to damage the tattoo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Here's your palate cleanser.
All right, that's not bad. That's way better than a staph infection.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I'll keep an eye on it. I mean, I guess the gym's got a really good track record of not having any, like, staph infections or whatever, because they keep an eye on all that shit, you know, especially because there's so much contact going on and stuff, so they got to always keep an eye on it. But it's another reason why I always, like, wear long sleeves, because you don't want to get staph if you're rolling and stuff. But from what I hear, like, that doesn't help. Like, if you have long sleeves or like...
Are you closing already? Oh, I thought you were.
Anyways, from what I hear, like even with long sleeves and then long pants or whatever, like you'll still get staph. Because I guess...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I always wear long sleeves.
You have to wear double long sleeve.
Dude, I wear that compression stuff and then I still wear a long sleeve sometimes.
It's two long sleeve shirts.
Yeah. I guess. But, no, I think from what I can tell is, like, the infections will travel through sweat. And since you're fucking all sweaty and like, drenched, like, it'll just fucking go. It's not
Damn
a big deal.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm going to just keep an eye on it, and hopefully it doesn't explode out of my arm. Because then, you know, whenever I go get more tattoo work, I'm going to be like, yo, remember how you did this part earlier?
Redo
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to redo that. He's like, what happened? I don't know. But I got some antibiotics, and it helped it out.
It's a big bag of weed, though.
You're gonna be like, all right, I'll take care of it.
I got you.
I got you.
I knew I liked you.
Oh man. So what's going on, man? What do you got going on? What topics do you got for these people?
What do I got for these people?
We discussed doing like I've had some requests to do 2 30-minute podcasts instead of doing 1 1-hour podcast. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a good chunk of our listeners and the ones that are already listening now, like I think like the long form, especially if you're at work. It just makes sense to have something to listen to. Like when I'm at work, dude, I like to have long form shit. That's why I often have like Rogan playing in the background. Because that's like 3 hour chunks.
So one of his podcasts is 8 hours. So there you go.
Oh, geez.
Not too much, man. Not too much. I did just have one thing. Two things I didn't get to last week. Because last week was just a whole bunch of horrible,
debauchery.
Horrible nonsense.
Last week, I think I re-listened to the podcast, and I thought it was kind of fucking funny.
Kind of?
I thought it was fucking funny. We did say a lot of shit, and I guess that brings up a topic. I guess we could just go into it now, because I'm sure people are curious. So, last week, we talked about a lot of fucked up shit, right? We talked a lot about... What the fuck did we talk about last week?
Man, I don't know, man.
Damn, I forgot already. We talked about... we talked about the dog bukkake, which is pretty fucked up. All right, we talked about that. That was pretty fucked, right?
Busting nuts to get some shoes.
That's right. Would you rather? Oh, we talked about would you rather, you know, fuck an ugly girl that's great in bed or a pretty girl that's horrible in bed.
Right.
We talked about the whole, like, you know, jizzing on your feet for shoes for women, which, by the way, a couple women have gotten back to me on that. I've gotten all yeses so far. So I'm just saying, dog, shoes are expensive. Shoes are expensive.
Where are you hoes getting your shoes from?
Dude, you know how much those Louis Vuitton shoes cost?
Okay, but what do those shoes do for you?
I mean, I guess you could ask any dude, what does like a fucking expensive ass laptop that I'm looking to buy do for me?
Let me get on the internet.
Women like shoes, dog. I guess it'd be the equivalent of being like, hey, what do those Pops do for you?
Nothing. That's why they're $8.99.
Yeah, well, theirs is slightly more. Shoes are slightly more.
A little bit. Like they're, speaking of Pops, there's one Pop that's a Thor Pop from the new movie.
Yeah.
It's only released in Japan, right? All the Asian territories.
Uh-huh.
So, like, everybody wants it. It's $100, 100 of their dollars. What's their currency? Like rice? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, fuck.
So, they finally had a deal for people here in America to get it. So it's $69.
Oh, for and a regular size pop?
Yeah, regular size one. And it comes with another mystery pop, too. So it's going to be like, I don't know, fucking a rock or something. I don't know, whatever the fuck. So I'm like, man, I really want that. But I'm not going to pay $69 for a pop. I'm just not. So see, your thing about pops trying to get me what pops, it's not going to do it.
Long story short, all I know, man, is that women love fucking shoes. And I'm looking at, let me see, I'm trying to get on the Louis Vuitton shoes website. But apparently Louis Vuitton makes a lot more shit than fucking just shoes. Make bags and shit, huh? Look at Louis Vuitton doing it up.
Yeah, they make all kinds of shit.
They're dude, like, I accidentally put fucking Brazil language. I don't want to convert this currency. Anyways, fuck
this. What's their currency? Dirt?
Fuck this. You guys already know how much Louis Vuittons cost. I don't need to tell you. You're grown-ass people.
Okay, I'll give them that. They're going to be like, well, what does your PlayStation 4 do for you? It lets me kill people once again on the internet. See how the internet's working and all the shit I want that's expensive? Like, see how that's connecting me with other things?
I guess,
granted, your shoes are connecting you to the earth, I guess, so that there's that connection.
So, long story short, we said a lot of outrageous shit last week.
Right. Did you get any other feedback?
Hold on. I'm getting to it. So, like, the one thing I want you guys to think about is that we say a lot of outrageous shit on this podcast. All right? A lot of outrageous shit. And we do it a lot of times just for the sake of making people laugh. Like, I say a lot of dumb shit that I don't believe at times, but I say it because it's so fucking outrageous. Like, do you really think I'm all about that pie life? Do you really think I'm all about that pie life?
I am.
Fuck no. I'm the dude that's so fucking cautious. That I'm the dude, I'm like, I run to the next room, I get mine in the other room, and I'm like, did you enjoy it? Because I enjoyed it. Hey. But I know there's no way this is going to...
Did you like that? It was good, like, wasn't
I'm
it?
Like, I'm like yelling from across the house. Woo. Yo, was it good for you? Was it? All right, I gotta clean up, and then I'll see you in about like 2 minutes.
Your Uber's outside.
Yeah, we say a lot of outrageous shit for the shock value. All right, but the one thing that pissed people off last week, and we got feedback, right? The one thing that pissed people off last week was my comments about young women not being good in bed compared to older women.
Mm.
And apparently, apparently women got up in arms about that.
So
the point,
one way we're going to be able to figure it out.
Test it out, right?
Test it out. All right, you take four, I'll take the other four. We'll compare notes.
So, look, first of all, I'm going to go through this email that I got, which, look at this email.
Good Lord.
Can you see this?
Look at this.
You see those 13 pages? I got the email, and they're like, did you get the email? I was like, yeah, I haven't read the 13 pages yet. It's close.
Tell a girl wrote that.
Oh, yeah, of course a girl wrote that. Guys wouldn't write this. Guys would write three sentences.
Hey, man, how do you feel this week?
I'm like, good.
Cool.
Yeah, that's how guys do.
That's how it's over.
Guys would have been like, yo, dog, you're a fucking idiot for writing this. And that would have been period. Fuck you, sincerely, Bob. Like, that's how dudes write each other. That's all you would add. But anyways, I will go through it. But let me start by saying, I was somewhat cautious in the way I phrased things last week. So if you go back and listen to the podcast, I said two things. I said, in my experience was number one. I said that multiple times. In my experience. So that means that it's out of the number of women that I have had these experiences with, right? Whether it's one or like 4.2 billion, right?
It's been about 30.
Like it's in that's my sample size. If this was in a science experiment, that's my sample size. I can't speak to, for in absolutes for everything in the world, right?
Gotcha.
All right. The second thing I mentioned often that I feel like this email does not touch upon is the fact that I said it's not that women are bad in bed. It's the fact that they are insecure. They have insecurities, and that's what makes it bad in bed, right? I mentioned that a million times, how like if women like don't want certain parts of themselves showing, or if they're insecure about certain parts of their bodies, they want to like have the lights off, or they want to get covered up, or they don't want to do certain positions because they're you know, shy or have some insecurities, which by the way, I get it. But I'm just saying, in my defense, we talked already about the insecurities, and I compared it to how guys get so deep in that monkey brain, they don't give a fuck. You could be fucking Jabba the Hutt. You don't give a fuck. Look, I got a better example. Ron Jeremy is one of the most unattractive dudes, and he, physically and facially and whatever, all right? And that dude still does pornography, okay? Mm-hmm. He lets people film him while having sex with women, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
All right? So, yes, women are definitely feeling a bit more pressure to look better, and that's why they have a little bit more shame or maybe insecurities. Those are my defenses for last week's podcast. Now, think about that a little bit. But I will say, before I get into this email, I might say even more outrageous shit because we finally have some fucking feedback and we finally got somebody interacting with us. So maybe I'll just keep saying outrageous shit just for the sake of shock value, because apparently that's what it takes to get some feedback from people. But whatever. All right, on to the email. Let me get my reading glasses, because apparently I'm fucking old now. And let me get my brain working, because apparently I need to summarize 13 pages in about, I don't know, fucking 30 minutes of podcasting.
Dude, man, you should have gone through this during the week and hit the high points.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to read through the whole thing. Because one paragraph is basically talking about like, hey, hope you don't mind, I sent you an email. I listened to this week's podcast, and she's like, a lot of things piss me off, and she's very passionate about it, which I can tell. Like, I can tell by the way this email was written that she was very opinionated and very passionate. There would have been some female, like, flicking situations. There would have been some, like, fucking side-to-side head shaking. There would have been some finger shakings if this was a one-on-one situation. I get it. So one of her topics was the fact that like women are programmed to be ashamed of their sexuality. Like from youth, they talk about how like if you sleep with a lot of guys as a woman, you're looked at a whore. Like versus a man, where it's just like, yeah, high five kind of situation. Which you're right, 100%. You got that point. You're 100% right. I mean, I think there is a huge double standard. I feel like that's something we've even talked about on the podcast before. I think we've
gone over that before.
I think with Mystery Girl, I think a couple times we talked about that. she goes into a very long paragraph, I think the longest of all of them, where she talks about, and I quote, "I believe it could help if men would lead and teach us. Here are some things that can help a woman, since your podcast is more focused on male and that on male pleasure." What the fuck does that mean? Anyways, end quote. So she has, and I get it. She's speaking from a woman's mindset to like, she wants a guy to be like, oh, let me guide you and let me show you what I like. And let me show you let's talk about what you like. And look, you're 100% right in many respects, right? Like, if you're in a relationship and you're with a person, like, you should definitely be having those conversations. You need to have those conversations with your partner and talk about what they like and how to please them and how what they need out of a relationship. And not just sexually, not just, like, in a seedy way, but, like, in general, like, what they need from a partner. Those conversations should be had all the fucking time, right? But with that being said, if we're talking about, like a one-night stand scenario, that's a little kind of hard to do, right? And also keep in mind that if a dude's teaching you something, he's also out of the moment, which was the whole point of that conversation, was the fact that getting in the moment doesn't happen because of this. And the this was the fact that the insecurities or whatever, whatever. Now, with that being said, in my defense, I'll end it with that. But let me finish this podcast or this email. You know, she kind of talked about ways to teach women how to do things. And she talked about how women typically don't watch, and I quote, women typically don't watch porn starting out in life, end quote. I disagree. I think I've talked to women of younger ages that have seen porn. Now that porn is so readily available with smartphones and tablets and internet pretty much everywhere, I've known women who have seen porn in their youth. And I've also known women in our age that have seen pornography. So I don't think pornography necessarily is something. I don't know if I will ever meet somebody who hasn't or ever will not see pornography. I think it's so easily, like, accessible. Now, if you're talking about a normal consumer, like a day-to-day consumer, maybe that might be rare in a woman's standpoint for sure. Doesn't mean that they've never seen porn. Let's see. Hold on. My phone keeps locking here. And she's talking about having trust and emotional connection. I would go through the whole email, but I'm sure, I don't know if you want me to read it all. And I think for the sake of time, I'm just trying to, condense things a bit. So, and some of the last part of the email, I think, was more so like defending women as how they can be self-conscious and how some of the things I've said could be damaging to women. And one thing I think I didn't mention before is, like, she mentioned that if a woman had like prior, like, sexual issues, like had, you know, molestations or rapes or anything like that, like, that would affect things tremendously. And I think you're 100% right. Everybody, in my opinion, reacts differently. I had a conversation with, I think, my uncle about that the other day. Oh yeah, I had a conversation with him the other day because he was talking about the Jessica Jones girl on Netflix series. He called her a whore or some shit. I don't know what he called her. He's just sleeping around a lot. And I was like, okay, but she went through some traumatic ass shit where that dude was, you know, implying that dude probably raped her and he did a whole bunch of other shit when he was controlling her body. Spoilers, I guess, for those of you that haven't seen the show. And he was just like, called her like she was sleeping around. And I was like, I mean, that happens. Like, I've met women, and I've said this on the podcast before. Like, I've met a shockingly high number of women who have had some sort of sexual issue, like, with men before. And it's a really high percentage, and it's a really disturbing thing to hear when so many women I've talked to have had something. And it's not, like, it's not as something as simple as, like, oh, I've had my butt grabbed at a club. Like, that, most women probably have had that. But I'm talking about, like, some legitimate sexual harassment, sexual issues. And that's disturbing. But in speaking with those women, like, there's always two camps. One, women that have those that become very sexually, like, repressed. Maybe that's not the best word, but basically they don't like to interact with their sexuality anymore. And then there's other women who then they just get hypersexual. Like, they want, like, sex, and they look for sex. And I've met both camps. And we had this big ass discussion about him, like, oh, saying, oh, that doesn't happen. Why would just somebody that's like a rape victim want to have a lot of sex? And he just would not fathom the fact that it's a possibility that somebody could be turned hypersexual. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to have this discussion with you. I've had discussions with women where they've both have gone both ways. And it's not just one, right? So I'm like, I'm not going to be able to prove this to you. But anyways, long story short, he just didn't want to let go of it. But that's my point. I've talked to women that have had sexual issues or sexual, not issues, but sexual. How do I say this? Like sexual harassments. Like, I don't know. They've had problems with men or other people, whatever. Anyways, I'm getting to semantics too much, but I've met those people that have had both and they still become hyper or what's the opposite of hyper?
Oppression, you said?
No, that's the word for it. But anyways, apparently the coffee's kicking off or wearing off. But yes, that is a catch-22, right? And that I would exclude those women in generalities. And I get it. Like, I get it you're trying to, because she made a point. She's like, I hope some of these, she basically said, I hope that these self-conscious women you've been with never hear the podcast because that it would be pretty hurtful. I mean, it's not like any women that I've had sex with that weren't great in bed. I was just like, you're not great in bed. It's just like I left. They would have never known they weren't great in bed. They would have never known.
Yeah.
I mean, I never made it seem like they were bad in bed. Now, in order to like kind of get past this, because I feel like I've been going on a rant for way too long about this. It's also a generality. It's not the rule. It's the exception. It's not the rule. What I mean by that is I've also been with younger women who are incredibly good in bed. I've also had that too. But it all comes down to, once again, how comfortable you can get, how into your zone you can get. And I know that's hard when you're first meeting someone. But like I started the fucking podcast, or that segment of the podcast, saying that like the more you can not give a fuck, the better, because ultimately that's what's gonna like relax you the most in those situations. But the hint I'm getting from the email is that you, undisclosed female, were very like passionate about that topic. And oftentimes I find that people that are very passionate about something have something that I hit a nerve with. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like you say dumb shit all the time, right?
Right.
But because I know it's satire, I hope that people don't get offended for it. Like, I don't get offended when you say dumb shit. When you say dumb shit like Brazilians don't have anything in Brazil, what the fuck
you
say?
They don't have anything in Brazil.
Well, no, you talk about fact. Like you're talking about like playing in dirt and shit. Anyway,
they do play in dirt.
What I'm saying though is that like
we play on that level of Modern Warfare.
Oh jeez.
That's accurate.
Anyways, all I'm saying is like when you say outrageous shit, like I don't take it personally because to me it's like whatever, right? But I feel like this was a topic that this person took personally because maybe it's something that they
Well, we weren't talking specifically about you.
No, we weren't talking about her. But I think you gotta ask yourself the question as to like why you became so passionate about this thing and really ask yourself those questions, because I feel like maybe you had somebody in the past and made comments about something that happened during some sort of sexual interaction with you, and then you became a little sensitive to it, and then this became something where like you fucking snapped on it, and then you were like, fuck this guy. And I think ultimately, like what we talked about a million times, and one of the reasons why I bring up sexual shit a lot on this podcast is because I'm trying to make it more like topical and mainstream and easy to talk about, because I think sexuality turns into this gigantic fucking taboo, and then when you have kids or when you're trying to talk to a partner, it becomes something that you can't even bring up and discuss because you're like so fucking ashamed of it. And I think we need to stop being so ashamed of sexuality as a whole. Like, we should be able to talk about shit without feeling like little giddy kids are like, hey, you have sex. Right? Like, in turn, like there's a point in your life where everybody is looking for some sort of sexual relief, whether you believe that or not. I think that it happens, especially with males. But with that said, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. With that being said, I still think that I kind of made it a little clearer as to like what I was talking about in the beginning of this rant. But she, I will say in her defense, she was very nice, and she was just like, she's saying, I still love your podcast, but your comments triggered my ass. LOL. So we good though. No hard feelings. So, I mean, she was cool at the end. I just want to make sure that I clarify kind of where I stand on things. But a little bit of me almost didn't want to do this because I was like, dude, if this is what it takes to get reactions, I'm just going to start saying some dumb shit every week. Do you know what I'm saying? Because now it's like, now it's like people are going to know that I'm not saying shit seriously. I kind of am, but I kind of not.
Well, I mean, and that's not just the rule for like chicks. That's definitely probably the rule for dudes too.
Oh yeah, dude. Thank you. Yes, exactly. That's a good point. Because let's face it, young dudes are probably terrible in bed. They probably like fucking jackhammer you for like 3 seconds, and they nut, and then you're just like
machine gunning it. Like,
yeah, that's it. Man.
They
don't
know how to do that long, except that 13-year-old kid.
All right, tell him the story. You're not going to be able to bring that fucking thing up and not tell him the story.
So apparently in our state, somewhere very close to where we live, apparently.
Yeah, I guess.
Down the street. What kind of school this is? It's like in the giant Hung school, apparently.
Oh, geez.
Some 13-year-old kid was banging his teacher.
His 27-year-old married teacher. He was banging her, apparently.
Banging her, just straight giving her that mushroom tip.
That probably wasn't jackhammering it.
No, he was. He was long stroking it. Like, what the hell? I can't even get a text back, and this dude's getting
this 13-year-old kid going
raw like sushi.
Wow, man. But that was where that 13-year-old comment came from. And look, you have an exact point, dude. Like, it was in generality because my experience was with women, right? But, dude, I'm sure dudes are fucking terrible in bed, too.
I'm not banging dudes, so I can't tell you.
Right.
But that's probably the rule for it.
They're probably terrible in bed because they're, like, looking based on probably, you know, porn or whatever, and they're just fucking jackhammering it.
They're like, oh, is this the part where I 69 you?
It's like, but yeah, like that's probably the same things I said about dudes, except the part not giving a fuck. Because I'm pretty sure younger dudes probably don't give a fuck until they like probably none. They're like, oh, that was 2 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm better. You know I'll get better on this next one.
I'm better on Thursdays. Yeah. But my point is that, you know, it's a generality, but at the same time, like it applies to men and women. I think that's another reason why women also look and fantasize about the older guy. Mm-hmm. They often fantasize about, like, apparently the school teacher or, like, you know, whoever, like the old experienced guy. And why would you want an old experienced guy? The reason is because you're looking for that experienced dick.
Yeah, apparently not bubbles in there, though.
Yeah, man. So
see, did you get my joke? Because on King Kai's planet.
Yeah, and Bubbles and the Monkey. They didn't get the joke, but yeah, I got it. But yeah, man, ultimately, that applies to both men and women. And I know this is like a very male-dominated podcast, and a lot of that is just like satire. A lot of that is just me talking mad shit just for the sake of laughter. Because if you're like me... Hold on, let me let this motorcycle gang drive by you, mother.
Fucking Sons of Anarchy Jr. over here.
No kidding. If you're like me and if you're sitting like at an office job, dude, this is sometimes like my godsend is like a few hours of podcasting that helps you pass the time. And if we can get you a chuckle or two during that time, that's my ultimate goal. And I feel like we've gotten in a few chuckles in our time. After 91 podcasts? 91 podcasts?
Yeah, there's at some
fucking chuckle in there somewhere. All right, at least one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's my goal. But it's not just a women thing. It's just a generality thing. It probably applies to men as well, too. That's another reason why women, except for that fucking teacher, don't look for young and experienced men to be like, yeah, that's what I'm really into.
I just can't believe it. I can't get a text back.
It's 13-year-old dong, son.
Going to sleep with a nice pair of walls on his face.
Is that your dream of how it goes down? You're like, you wake up, just some nice walls just sitting there.
Well, like, we're trying to figure out the story inside. Like, how is that going? It's like, oh,
well, for me, it's
time
like,
for PE.
For me, it's like the music starts playing. A 27-year-old woman, a 27-year-old married woman, fucking a 13-year-old.
So there you go.
A 13-year-old.
There you go, chick. that dude was so bad in bed that she went and got dick from a 13-year-old boy. Oh,
jeez, man. That's bad.
13.
And she's 27, man. She's young. She can go to the club and still pick up dudes, probably.
Right. Dudes will buy her drinks right
dude,
now.
Dude, I'm trying to think of 13, or like when we went to school. Dude.
I know what my dick did at 13.
Not just that. It's also like you were like this tall. You were like 4 foot tall.
What does this dude look like? Does he look like Bradley Cooper?
A young Bradley Cooper that doesn't grow facial hair?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I just can't imagine that. 13? That's crazy young. Maybe he got a good, maybe he got a good, you know, thrust or something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's like packing a wallop.
So they were, so what you're telling me is she took him to specials and specials was PE.
Yeah.
And they were just playing football or something. Yeah. They're playing badminton.
And
she was like, man, he got a good back arm. Wonder if he could back that arm into me.
Maybe, man. I don't know.
They're like, it's lunchtime. Not you,
Steven.
Steven, I got a special job for you.
I brought your lunch.
Yeah, I got some lunch for you.
I don't get how that.
I got a special lunch for you.
How that comes up.
And lay on the floor.
Like our viewer listener was saying earlier, like it is a double standard for a guy and a girl, right? It's totally double standards. But if your son was doing that, would you be like mad at him?
Yeah.
You'd be mad at him?
Yeah.
You mad at him?
Yeah, I'd be like, your mom don't even give me a fucking text back. You're over here at school.
Getting
public
it.
School, by getting the way. Getting it. Fucking getting it.
Getting it. I mean, there's a double standard because I think if you hear a boy that's – if you hear his situation, you're like little kids hooking up with his teacher, you're like, hell yeah, man. Like good for you. You got skills. Like you got either max skills or you're just able to drop mad game or you just got like fucking – you just packing like a baby arm in your pants or something. You know what I'm saying?
He's 13. What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
But no, like at that – point, it's definitely child molestation.
Of course it is. Yeah. Well, yeah, right. But there is a double standard.
But then
standard.
At that point, too, because you're like, well, all right. So here's the difference between kind of a different way to look at it, too. At that point, that is because when you're that young and you're a male, like, and some hot chick is telling you to do something, you'll do whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You'll do whatever.
Yeah. So, like, there's that kind of thing that they will probably put that on.
Right.
Like, oh, she talked them into it. Like, yeah, you're a right. Solid 7 or an 8. Yeah, I'll do anything.
The whole
fuck,
thing.
If you're a 5, I'll do anything.
Oh, jeez.
When you're 13 or 12 and anybody gives you any sort of attention, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, the whole idea is the potential, like, mental manipulation you can have on a younger person like that. Like that's the real abuse, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality is that it's not as bad when you hear about a little kid fucking an adult teacher because it's hard for a guy to get turned on and still feel like threatened. Do you know what I'm saying? That's I think why the double standard is there. Because if you feel pressured or threatened but yet you still like are able to get it up, does that mean you're turned on? Like I don't know. Like I've never been in a situation where a woman's like, give me that dick, and she's just like trying to jerk me off and I feel threatened, like some fucking She-Hulk chick, and she's like jerking me off. Like, are you still able to get hard when you're feeling scared? Can you still get hard when you're feeling scared?
I guess. I mean,
that's, I think, the big caveat, right? Because let's face it, if the roles were reversed, this would be a fucking dark-ass situation.
Yeah.
If it was a 27-year-old guy and a fucking 13-year-old girl, that shit would be a dark-ass situation. And that dude would probably get a couple caps busting on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The fucking teacher wouldn't have called the parent wouldn't have called the teacher. He'd just come in with a gun and just put a couple caps.
Yeah.
At least, you know, if I was a father, that's probably what I'd do. So anyways, yeah, man, it's a weird double standard, but I wonder if that's where some of it comes from, you know? But I don't know. It is still dark, but all I know is that kid must either be mad skillful at his age, which, once again, probably a unique situation. He's probably not the normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got, like, a good, like, you know what I'm saying? good, like a good rhythm. That's sometimes key, dog. You gotta get like a good rhythm, like a good beat to it. You know what I'm saying? That's another reason I think why people like sometimes they'll put music.
Did you say people or white people?
No, I said people. Oh. Why? Because I said why people?
Oh, why people? Yeah, why you said people. White people. I'm like, damn.
No,
you got a spreadsheet with everybody on there.
Hey, let me tell you what everybody listens to while they're having sex. Every race. I think that's why people typically
African Americans just listen to the Black Panther soundtrack.
Oh, geez, this is R. Kelly. trapped in a closet. Or was it Confessions? Yeah. What is it? No, it's the wrong one. Anyway,
sure, man. Damn.
Yeah, man. I think you got like a you gotta have like a good beat, like a good rhythm. You know what I'm saying? You got like good like a you know, and there's certain songs are really good. Like you get a good, you can't just go with Darude's Sandstorm and think you're gonna keep up with that. Do you know what I'm saying? You girls better start writing these down so you can Google these later and then say, oh shit, and laugh at the songs. You can't go with Darude's Sandstorm. Now what's that one song that's like, I wear my sunglasses. That's a good beat.
I wear my sunglasses tonight.
Yeah, because it's like dun 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 dun. That's a good beat. That's a good beat. It's probably not the greatest song for it, but hey.
My favorite has always been Mortal Kombat.
Oh shit!
From the movie.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, man.
You're like, man, I love it when Linkin Park comes on when I'm dropping down.
Mortal Kombat, because they say all the names, so you just give them a thrust while saying it. It's like Scorpion. Ah. Sub-Zero.
You got some problems, dog. Any girl's going to let you put the Mortal Kombat soundtrack while you guys are hooking up.
It's a Bluetooth in my ear. It's just for me. I don't know.
She's like,
wow, you're so good. Yeah, I know.
You're like, I know. Let me take this headphone on. You're in the other room, like, smacking it. You're like, come on, sync up with my music. Come on.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
I need to get on my Spotify.
No.
Oh, man.
Is that on Spotify? I'm going to check right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on there, man. dude, I should have came up with more songs. I'm drawing a blank. But anyways.
Hey, if you got a song, you guys banged your
list. Yeah, let us know. I'm curious. Fucking Sons of Anarchy.
Dude,
that's
Mustang?
A fucking Mustang. That's not even a motorcycle. Piece of shit.
He was like, I'm going to take all the parts off of my engine that just do anything for it. All of them. Sir, you need those exhaust manifolds.
Nah.
Do I?
Nah, I don't think so.
Do I need those? Yeah, for emissions. I don't need to run this thing through emissions, so 2025, we're good.
How many people probably do that? Probably a good chunk,
He
right?
did it. He just did it. You just heard him.
Disgusting.
What else don't I need?
Horrible. Anyways, that's it, man. I think we did a good one today. Kind of caught up on some stuff. I think trying to add another one of these topics in.
Hey, man, I'll give you a nice one to
okay.
go out on.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. So you know Black Panther's out, right?
Yeah. I've seen it. It's good.
Seen it? I might be going this week, maybe.
You should.
They got tickets. Been sold out every time I try to go.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want
to
be like...
But dude, we should have gone to the ghetto. She could have started in Spanish. She'd be like, La Pantera Negra. He'd be like, there'd be no translation for certain things. It's just like, oh, yeah, there's Captain America. It's like, oh, no, look, it's Bucky Barnes. No, I fucked it up. Damn it, let me go back. All right, so it's like, oh, I style Bucky Barnes. It's like, Anale, T'Challa. Let's go. Wait, fuck. I fucked up this joke. I fucked it up. Apparently in my brain, it all melts together in one language, one hybrid language.
It's not hombre americano.
Ah! And it's like a sombrero mask instead of a shield. Oh, that's fucking
dude,
funny.
Dude, that's my fucking new username on everything. Hombre americano. Oh, fuck, I got the Twitter up. I forgot to tell
you.
Oh,
yeah, tell him. Tell him what's your Twitter.
I got the Twitter up. Oh, what the fuck is the Twitter?
Come on, dog. Get on top of this shit. Send me the link so I can put it on the...
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, I'll put it on the description
I
below.
I think it's like... The whole thing don't fit on there, so it's like... What is it? Monday's Locker Room Talk? So I think it's ML Mondays Locker Room Talk. Yeah, ML room talk.
Okay. I'll link it down below. I thought about making a Facebook like page for it, but I'm like, that's probably not worth
it. Only old people are on Facebook.
Yeah, like nobody's going to be liking cream pie comments or cream pie jokes and thumbnails and shit on Facebook. So I'm like, nah, that's probably not a good idea.
No, Facebook, only old people are on there. Nobody goes on there. But yeah, that's up. I guess I can put my name on there. You didn't want your name on there.
Yeah, you can do that. I don't care. If you're an artist, though, by the way, if you're an artist and you can do like cartoony stuff, hit me up. I'm always looking for people to do new like cartoony versions and art for the podcast, because I think we'll do another run of stickers soon.
Yeah.
If you want some stickers, shoot me an email down below.
We need a Candy K one, a ropes one.
Oh, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get like a hashtag pie life, and then we'll just put like,
stickers, man. Stickers, yeah, where to go. Yeah,
I like this. Anyways, that's it, man. What else you got for these people?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Black Panther's out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big movie. Like you said, I've been trying to go. Tickets sold out. I don't want to be like your parents, who went to see it and they were in the first row.
Yeah, they were in the first row. Like, they looked up. They looked up.
It's like he's right here. I'm like, yeah, he's fucking right there. That's exactly where he's at, actually. So, you know, some people are stupid. You know, a good amount of the world is stupid.
Okay.
Because on travel sites, you know, travel sites, right? Like,
Expedia,
yeah, those ones.
Orbitz and all that. Yeah.
You know, you find where you want to go.
Right.
You know, like I say, I'm going to Brazil for some god awful reason. You would go on there and they'd be like, oh, you know, your trip to Brazil is $10.
Okay.
Whatever. Why would it be more than that?
Uh-huh.
So people are actually typing in to those sites how much are plane tickets to Wakanda.
Shut the fuck up.
It's an actual story.
Like, they think they're going to go to that hidden city inside the mountain and shit?
Well, they don't think it looks like that, but they think it's an actual place.
Wow. That's fucking hilarious.
And you're like, well, where are you getting your news story from? BBC News in England.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's an actual news story. Like, they're getting people. They're like, how much are tickets to Wakanda? And they're like, British N-words,
jeez.
This isn't an actual place. This is a make-believe place.
You know, now that you think about it, though, that movie is so big that they should have probably renamed Wakanda, like some country legitimately, just so that tourism would go up.
Kandahar.
The fuck?
Hey, there you go.
So that's hilarious, though. I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, so people are doing retarded. A lot of people, like, I think they said it went up 600%, if I remember the story right.
Dude, we missed out on spring break. We should have gone on spring break, dog. Missed out. I'm over here just getting staph infection and shit.
Yeah, man.
Give me a spring break. Anyways, especially now that you like to drink like a fucking camel. Dude, and shit.
I can stop whenever I want.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even drink that much. What I drink is not even
you're like,
strong.
I only put 14 shots in a cup and tell them to give it to me on ice. That's not a big deal. It's only one drink.
Look, everybody, I'm not that much of a drinker. I only, wherever I go, I only get cranberry and vodkas or margaritas or there's one other thing, but I don't remember what
it tastes
like.
Dude, I like how when you describe these drinks, you went into another world and like you started salivating and shit.
No, I'm trying
just
to,
like, margaritas.
They handed me something one time and I'm like, what is this?
Cranberry and vodka. The only thing, tasted already.
The only thing I really drink are cranberry vodka. There's barely anything in that, man.
That's all right, man. Last year when I went on vacation, I was taking down mojitos like they were fucking water.
See, I don't.
The first one I had was really, really, really good. And I think the rest of that vacation, I was getting that like rubbing alcohol. Like that shit that they're making in the back of the fucking hotels and shit. Because the rest of it was like poison, dog. I was like, oh, this is strong.
Yeah, like the one I had right now, they really didn't mix it that well. I'm almost certain there wasn't any actual alcohol in there because it just tastes like cranberry.
Happy hour, usually, in my experience, they water them down.
Yeah, so it wasn't too strong. I mean, it was the size of this
fucking gigantic cup you have in front of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what
32 ounces you got in front of you? Fucking big gulp you got in front of you? What the fuck is that?
What size is this? This isn't venti, right?
Yeah, it's the biggest one, dog. This is the biggest fucking one.
Is that a venti?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that shit is.
All right, there might have been some alcohol in that.
Yeah, so no shit, dog. All right,
I have a venti fucking cranberry vodka.
Fuck, man. What is that, like 50%? Do you drink like 16 ounces of alcohol if it's 50-50?
It was not 50-50. I was fucking good to drive, so.
Yeah, you say that until you're fucking in a pole. You're like, hey, I didn't see that pole coming at me.
That fucking pole just jumped at me, man. Fucking, anybody see that leprechaun? Fucking St. Patrick's Day, man.
All right, ladies and gents, you know the drill. Hit that like button. Share with somebody. Let's get the community growing a little bit. I think there's been a little bit more.
Twitter down below.
Twitter down below.
Send us songs that you bang to.
There you go.
We'll rate them.
That's what we'll do. Send a tweet to your Twitter. Give us a song that you like to bang to, and we'll rate it from 1 to 10.
There you go.
That's the thing.
You're not going to top Mortal Kombat
soundtrack. Oh, shit. All right. Anyways. Song.
You're not.
Send it to Ruben. Or send it to that Twitter. I'll put it down below. All the other links that are important are down below. And if you're listening to this now, you just finished this podcast. Now go to iTunes. All right. Go to iTunes and download the Throwback Podcast. It's up the same day. If you don't got iTunes, or if you're like some weirdo, there's a link to it, like fucking Mustangs. There's a link to it. It's like you think we're in a fucking car show where we're at. Anyways, there's a link to it. You can, if you have like just a web browser, you can actually get the podcast, Throwback Podcast, like on that website. It's just kind of convoluted. I'll read it out and I'll link it down below. It's hold on, I have it here somewhere. It's mondayslockerroomtalk.podbean.com. Just go to that, and you can just listen to the Throwback Podcast without having to download them from iTunes.
Podbean, huh?
Yeah, it's a hosting site.
Is that right up there with WizardWeb?
It's right there, dog. It's right there. It's next to each other. They're like cousins and shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the hosting site.
Spare no expense.
It's... You motherfucker. That's all I got. Fuck you, Ruben.